If your theory is correct, Peabody, it means that Kalenyashev was slain in an attempt to defend his inamorata. The heroic role is not one I would have expected from him.
It is a difficulty. Whatever else he may have been, Kalenyashev was no hero.
But he may have been a member of a conspiracy directed against the lady.
Ramses chimed in from his window seat next to Emerson.
Assuming for the sake of argument that the object of that conspiracy was the extraction of money by one means or another, Kalenyashev may have decided to betray his confederates by marrying the lady instead of assisting in the original scheme. He would gain sole control of her fortune by that means, instead of—
I was about to propose that theory, Ramses. Look out the window. There is the step pyramid of Saqqara.
I am doing so. The cat, Bastet, also appears to appreciate the aesthetic qualities of the view, but I assure you it does not interfere in the slightest with my ability to join you in—
Miss Debenham must have been taken by force. No properly brought up Englishwoman would run away.
Her conduct makes it fairly evident that she was not properly brought up.
I ignored this remark. She would have remained chin up and shoulders squared to face the music. And I feel I am safe in asserting, Emerson, that she would have come to me. She had received my letter. It was found open on her dressing table.
That is a point against the lady. It proves that she did return to her room last night. It places her at the scene of the crime, Peabody, a scene from which she has disappeared. According to the police, she also changed her clothing.
But they don't know which garments are missing from her wardrobe. She may have been carried off in her night clothes, Emerson. The horror of it.
Along the corridors of the hotel, down the stairs and out into the street. No, Amelia, not even your favorite master.
He stopped himself, pressing his lips together and scowling at me. Now it comes out. I did not want to accuse you unjustly, Emerson, but you force me to be blunt. You are determined to blame poor Miss Debenham for a crime she did not commit because of your unaccountable reluctance to face the truth. How can you be so stubborn after your own encounters with the man—
I warn you, Peabody—
who attacked us and harassed us at Mazguna last year, who organized the inefficient amateur tomb robbers of Egypt into a great professional conspiracy, who is a master of disguise, as was proved by his appearance in the role of Father Gerges, priest of the church at Mazguna. Who, Emerson? Emerson did not reply.
The master criminal.
Emerson turned an awful glare upon his son.